Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
Hey, happy Friday. Hope everybody had a great week. We are back. We are better than ever. And I will tell you what, we are well rested. Very much enjoyed my vacation. Very much took a step back. Did not watch any NBA basketball because there wasn't any NBA basketball besides the All-Star break. But I will tell you what, there's nothing better than taking a week respite, coming back, and being geared up for what is essentially the final, 23 basketball games for the Orlando Magic. Tonight will be game number 60 in a team that right now, as of today, sits just a half game back of the eighth and final spot in the Eastern Conference playoffs. It's pretty good, and that's what we're going to talk about here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Today is a big day for multiple reasons. Not only are the Magic back, David Steele becomes the eighth member of the Orlando Magic Hall of Fame. And if you don't know who David Steele is, how are you a Magic fan? How is that even possible? Where have you been? Do you just watch the games with mute? Do you listen to the games with mute? Because he's been around for 30 years, guys. Big day. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We'll also take your text messages. 407-447-2145. Here's the call-in number. That is 407-447-2145. Text line is 50857. That's 50857. Looking for what your biggest David Steele moment is, what your favorite David Steele moment is, or maybe what your favorite Magic moment is. So here's what we have coming up here on the show today. We'll preview today's Magic and Bulls game. That'll get set to commence at 7 o'clock. We're doing this show at 5:30. So we got about an hour and a half until that one officially gets underway. Magic tonight will start at 6:30. That'll be with Brandon Kravitz. And then we'll have the game at about 7 o'clock. And then at halftime, you'll be able to hear a good conversation with not only the current radio play-by-play voice of the Orlando Magic, Dennis Newman, but he will talk to his counterpart on the TV side, also did the radio side for 9 years, and David Steele. So it'll be fun to kind of have those two guys in a room together, one conversation, two guys that have called the same plays for the last 21 years. Where else do you get content like that? I don't know. So what is your biggest David Steele nut moment? That is the question today. But all right, Cody, hit it.
What's trending now?
All right. So when we sat down and we thought about today's show, we thought we could go in multiple directions with this, right? You can talk about the Magic. You can talk about the Bulls. You can talk about being a half game out. No. Rarely ever as a broadcaster do you get an opportunity to honor your own, let alone on a stage like this. Look, when I was in college, I've done broadcasting for a long, long time. I did commercials when I was a kid. I did TV commercials when I was a kid. It was in my blood. And when I went to college, I finally decided that this knucklehead wanted to pursue this as some form of a career. And there were a lot of people on the way that told me, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. It takes up too much of your time. It takes up too much of your weekends. But then there were the people that you listened to growing up, and they're the ones that really make a difference on your life. You know, yesterday, Dante had David Steele on the show, and we talked about it in the second segment. Guys that influenced us, guys that made a difference in our lives, guys that made us want to pursue this opportunity to speak with you, to tell you the story, to tell you the tales, to bring you the big moments. And it's not an easy job. I'll sit here and tell you that every single day. Let alone to do it for 30 years is something that is incredibly difficult too. You know, I grew up listening to a lot of guys in the Midwest. You know, Denny Matthews has called Royals games for years. Some of his biggest moments, and the Royals are going to the World Series in 2014. First time the Royals had been to one in 35 years. Kevin Harlan, I grew up listening to him call Kansas Jayhawk basketball games. Grew up listening to him call Kansas City Chiefs games. Now the voice of the NBA. Vin Scully, Andy Freed in the Tampa Bay market. The list goes on and on. They're all guys that influence us in some way, shape, or form. But rarely ever do you have a guy who has been with one organization his entire life. I mentioned it, Kevin Harlan, right? Kansas City, now on the national scale. David Steele is synonymous with the Magic because he's been here for 30 years. And he has represented the organization in the utmost light and the utmost integrity. And when you think of Magic basketball, you think of Shaq, you think of Penny, but so many players come and go, right? But there's one guy who provides the soundtrack for it all. The one guy who is the fabric of what the ideal brand, what the ideal image of the Orlando Magic is. And that's David Steele. Right, Cody?
No.
I mean, you grew up listening to David Steele. You know him better than anybody.
No, absolutely.
I didn't grow up listening to David Steele, but you did.
No, but having lived here in Central Florida and coming to games with my uncle and that sort of thing, and I think the most the thing that I look at and kind of hold in the most regard, and you talked about it, is being with the team for that long. You've lived every moment, and I got to live moments through David Steele, got to live moments for the Magic, the finals run, and those sorts of things. You put your radio under the pillow and you listen to those moments, and it's something that we did. It's something I did. It's something you did, and those aren't things that we exaggerate. Those are things that really happen. You know, listening growing up, listening to David Steele, listening to Joe Castiglione for the Red Sox, listening to Dan Schulman on ESPN Radio calling baseball games. Those are voices, including David Steele, of mine that I grew up with, and so to be able to get a chance to work with him, work alongside him, watch him do his thing, takes it extremely seriously, extremely revered and respected in this Orlando Magic organization. He's top-notch for sure.
Yeah, so today is kind of a fun day for us. So we sat down, Cody and I did our little brainstorm. We usually meet in the middle of the day, and we're like, how do we want to lay out today's show? And I was like, well, what if we just did our favorite calls from David Steele, right? On the radio side, he spent his first 9 years, I think, had some big-time moments. You guys all know it. And so call number one, play number one, is something that I think everybody here in Central Florida, if you have not heard this clip before, if you have not listened to it before, we dug it out of the archives today, and it's the first ever NBA preseason win over what was then the defending champion Detroit Pistons on October 13th of 1989.
Mark Akers inbounds to Vincent. Vincent just holds it, and it is over. The Orlando Magic have defeated the world champion Detroit Pistons in the very first NBA game in the history of Central Florida. 118-107 is the final. The defending world champs fall to the hometown team, and listen to the crowd.
Kind of crazy how far technology has come, right? You listen to a clip now, it sounds so clear, sounds like it's in HD. But that was the first ever Magic game. And the first voice that you heard on the radio representing the Orlando Magic was David Steele. And, you know, if you go back and you actually listen to that game, the atmosphere in that, because I've done it, you know, I didn't grow up here in Orlando by any means, but I went back and I listened to that clip, and you could tell that this was a market that was thriving to be recognized as a professional market.
Raucous.
They had that opportunity there.
Raucous is an understatement. It was wild. If you go back and watch some of the old videos and you listen to the crowd noise in that broadcast, it's remarkable.
Yeah, and you could hear it in David's voice right there. And that's what true broadcasters do, right? They let their voice do the talking. It's not scripted. It's not anything that's you thought about beforehand. It's just you let the crowd tell the moment, you let your voice do it, and you let your emotions take over. All right, so number two happened to be in that same stint. It was the first regular season win over the Knicks on November 6, 1989. Selfish plug, if you want to go back and listen to this game, you can get on our TuneIn channel. It's under our Classic channel. But all right, Cody, clip number two.
Mark Jackson to the top of the key, and he drives through the lane and scoops it no good. Jackson fumbles it. Vincent picks it up with 1 second left, and that's the end of the ball game as Vincent's shot will not count. But who cares? The Magic won it 118-110, the very first ever NBA victory for the Orlando Magic, and it comes against a very fine New York Knickerbocker team. A wild celebration in the arena as the Orlando Magic head to the locker room, a winner tonight, 118-110 over New York.
So how about this? You have your first win, you have your first preseason win. How about a team in its infancy really trying to get recognized? You know, right? Young startup teams hardly ever really make that much of a difference in the NBA in their first year, two, three. It kind of takes them a while to get their bearings under them. The Magic were different, right? They had Scott Skiles. They had a young, relentless point guard. They had a guy who kind of had a salty attitude. And for a franchise trying to make its mark on the NBA, you got this defining moment from Scott Skiles.
Here comes Skiles, front court. Skiles to Reynolds. Jump shot is up. It is good! Gary Reynolds! Scott Skiles with his 30th assist for the night. And that's the new NBA record. Listen to this crowd just going crazy.
I'll tell you, that one's pretty fun, right? Scott Skiles with his 30th assist, and that's a new NBA record. That was the first NBA record a Magic team had ever set. Now, you'd go on to do it multiple times, but Skiles racked up 30 assists in a 155-160 victory, or 116 victory over the Denver Nuggets. That was at the Orlando Arena. That broke Kevin Porter's NBA single-season assist record of 29. Good job by Cody digging that up. But that was kind of a defining moment. It got your bearings set, right? And then all of a sudden, things change. You win the NBA draft lottery. You bring in a guy by the name of Shaquille O'Neal. and you get moments that are kind of unthinkable, unfathomable, and just something that in certain moments, I don't know if you have the words for.
Scott Skiles with the ball, right side, gives to Bowie, driving the lane, running one-hander is off. Shaquille stuffs it back in and almost pulled the goal down. He did pull the goal down. Shaquille O'Neal knocked the goal all the way down, almost to the floor. This is incredible. The crowd is stunned, breathless. Shaquille grabbed the rim, and they've got some type of hydraulic device to keep it from just crashing to the floor, no doubt about that. But I have never seen a player pull the rim down.
But you know the crazy thing, David Steele? It happened again. And you would see it happen again because he did it twice.
Anthony Bowie drives, gives to Shaq. He goes up against Shinsen, slams and brings the basket down. Oh, my goodness, he brought it down hard. I hope nobody's hurt because the basket came crashing down. The foul is on Shinsen, but that is totally insignificant. Shaquille O'Neal ripped the goal down at the Meadowlands. And this was no repeat of Phoenix. This basket came crashing to the floor. Unlike the delayed reaction at Phoenix.
So the first one came on February 7th of 1993. That one came, what, a month and a half later in April 23rd of 1993. That's the amazing thing. Look at the difference in those audio clips, by the way. Technology came a long way in a month and a half. But, you know, that's kind of the amazing thing is David Steele was a veteran broadcaster, but you could hear it in his voice, you could hear it in the way that he prepared for that moment, that he kind of expected that to happen at some point. Probably didn't know when it was going to happen, but it's a difference of being in a shock and awe moment and then having expectations for what a player can do at this level. Okay, so we heard Scott Skiles, we heard the big Shaq moments, but how about the night that the Magic kind of did their own thing? You know, right? Everybody knows that the three ball is such an integral part of the NBA game now. Everybody expects there to be upwards of 40, 50 threes taken in a basketball game. But how about when the Orlando Magic and Dennis Scott did something that no other team in the association had done before?
Tipped away and stolen by Royal. He did a nice job stepping in front of Henderson. Now Brian Shaw to Dennis Scott. A long three-point shot. It's good. There's the NBA record. 11 threes tonight for Dennis Scott. And 3D pumps his fifth in the air. Steve Smith on a drive, and he jams it in. 104-84. The Magic have taken a 20-point lead after the Dennis Scott three. And they're on their feet in the Orlando arena for Dennis Scott. 3D, a record-setting night tonight in Orlando.
All right, we do have to duck at a quick break, but when we return here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, we'll tell you what our two top moments are from David Steele's calls on the radio side. All that and more coming up here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Boy, duh. People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Hey, welcome back. Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center rolls along. Magic and Bulls getting set for what is a 7 o'clock tip time tonight inside the Amway Center. Tickets are still available, so if you want to go, all you got to do, go to OrlandoMagic.com/tickets. Purchase your tickets today. Fun Friday night out. Take a loved one. Take a kid. Take anyone. I don't know. Take a friend. Meet someone on the bus. I don't know. 407-447-2145 is the call-in number. That is 407-447-2145. Text line is 50857. So we spent the entire first segment kind of rolling through our Rolodex of memories with David Steele, what our favorite moments were, what some of the most iconic moments were. And during the break, we actually received the press conference that David Steele held today about his Hall of Fame induction. And so we're going to play you our final two clips, but they're going to come after this. I thought this was important that we hear from David on his big day.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks very much. I really appreciate this. And I can't thank you enough. When you approached me in September, I got an email from you, and you didn't say much about what it was about, just could we have lunch? And you and I, you know, we go back to 1989, so I thought it could have been any one of a number of possibilities. One of the possibilities I really considered was, you know, 30 years, that's long enough. You know, it's time to get a young announcer in here and, you know, move you to the side, which, you know, if you come to me and that's what you decide, then I'm okay with that. I was ready for any possibility. So when you hit me with the Hall of Fame, you saw my reaction. It knocked me over. So I really appreciate the Magic organization to have worked for this terrific organization for 30 years. Such an honor, such a pleasure. The DeVos family, I think the finest owners in all of professional sports. I talk with a lot of other broadcasters in the NBA and around the country and other sports, and I'm convinced that we're blessed to have tremendous ownership here in Orlando. And I wouldn't be here if none of us would be here, actually, not just me, but without Pat Williams, the efforts that Pat made in the mid-'80s to bring the NBA to Central Florida. And Pat individually had a huge role in my leaving the University of Florida and coming to Orlando. He was, as you know, he can sell dirt to worms. And so he put a full-court press on me in 1988, in the fall of 1988, when I was trying to decide whether or not to leave Florida and come to an NBA team. And I talk with a lot of professionals, some people I really respect, and the message was pretty much the same thing. Don't go to work for a professional sports organization unless you really trust the ownership and the management, because it's not like the University of Florida, it's not going anywhere. The Gators are the Gators. It's an institution. You can be there forever. But a poorly run professional sports franchise is like the worst place you want to be as a broadcaster or in any form, in the organization. So Pat just made me feel real comfortable with this group, and the early owners were great people. I knew some of them, you know, kind of in a secondhand way through my association with the Gators. But then when the DeVos family bought the team in 1992, it just took everything to another level, and it's just been the perfect fit for me, the culture that they've created. My personality, I mean, the way that I, you know, view the world and life and the way they treat people, it was just a perfect fit.
And for 30 years, he's represented this organization with the utmost integrity. He's been there every single step of the way whenever they have needed him. And he's right. Leaving a college at any level, D2, D3, Division I, let alone one that you don't have ties to that you didn't go to, is still very difficult to do to go and work at a professional organization. I did it. I left my alma mater. I was calling baseball, basketball, volleyball. I was doing it all. And it was incredibly tough to leave my alma mater to go work for a professional institution. It's not the easiest thing in the world, but when you have when you're fully invested in what you're doing, you're fully invested in the company that brings you in, and you know what their culture is and you know what they're about, then you're okay with it. And I thought those were telling words from David Steele right there. Okay, we do have two more plays that we want to get in because I thought they were some of the biggest moments in Magic history. But I think everybody remembers this, the night that Orlando won their first playoff series, the night that they closed down the old Boston Garden, and just what a big emotional night that was.
Hundreds and hundreds of people on the floor just walled in there in the Boston Garden, and they're really not doing anything raucous. They're just standing there, raising their arms into the air and cheering. The officers are trying to move them off, but they are outnumbered, Dennis. It's not close between the fans and the security people here at the Boston Garden tonight. You think that maybe they would have anticipated this with this being the final game in the Boston Garden, but they didn't. And so as a result, people that are still in the building are down on the floor, and now they're chanting, na-na-na-na, goodbye.
Yeah, moments like that don't come along very often, especially when you get an opportunity to close down a building, but also perhaps one of the NBA's most storied franchises as well. Okay, we got about a minute and a half, and this one is so fitting. With the Chicago Bulls in town today, with Nick Anderson still around, I think it's the call that everybody thinks about most when they think about the Magic. Yeah, there's the finals calls and those big emotional moments, but perhaps just big games and big moments where dudes that meant so much to this organization make a big play.
Jordan takes it. Anderson's there with him. Anderson trying to steal it. Jordan dribbles around him. Clock is down to 12, and Anderson stole the ball. Hardaway picks it up. 2-on-1. Penny bounced past to Grant. He dunks it. 6.2 seconds to go. Nick Anderson stole the ball. Nick Anderson stole the ball for Michael Jordan.
What else do you say in that moment? You let that tell the story, and David Steele for the past 30 years has been letting the moments tell the story. And so from everybody here at Magic Drive Time, myself, Cody, Dante, congratulations, David Steele. You're a Hall of Famer. It's well-deserved. Continue to refine your craft. Continue to just do an awesome job. We love it. We love listening to you. That'll do it for us here at Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante's back in his chair on Monday.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Boy, duh. People are fast.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.